Every day, audiologist Laurel Brewer is reminded of the gift of good health as she gets to help restore lost hearing for others through her audiology specialty at Ogden Clinic. She shares how her specialty makes an impact on her life on this holiday episode of the Daily Diagnosis podcast. Welcome to the Daily Diagnosis, a healthy lifestyle podcast provided by Ogden Clinic. We're your prescription for health-centered conversation, stories, and advice. I'm Parker Shaw, and with the help of my team and featuring the talented providers of Ogden Clinic, you'll reach a positive prognosis for your podcast addiction by listening to the Daily Diagnosis. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Daily Diagnosis. This is Parker from Ogden Clinic's marketing team, and I'm joined today by one of our audiologists here at Ogden Clinic. This is Laura Brewer. And Laura, can you just introduce yourself a little bit for our listeners who haven't heard from you before?
Yes, my name is Laurel Brewer. I am an audiologist at the Ogden Clinic in Ogden, and I've been with the Ogden Clinic for almost 20 years, and I love it.
That's awesome. So fun. And you are so awesome and so great. One thing I do want to brag about you a little bit is Laurel actually just received a review from the Standard Examiner where she was nominated and awarded Best Audiologist in Northern Utah, which is so amazing. Congratulations on that, by the way. Very cool.
Thank you. I know. That was awesome.
So that is such a fun, you can just add that, you know, on your shelf of like awesome things because it's so great. So Laurel, we wanted to talk today. We've been doing this theme for this month of December of the gift of good health. And before we dive into that topic and theme, I wanted to ask, as the holiday season is here approaching, what are some things that you do either like by yourself or with your family that makes the holiday special for you?
So, and now that I have kids that are so grown up, I have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old, and they typically don't want to hang out with me as much.
Yeah, it happens a little bit as kids grow up, huh?
But we always try to do fun things like make gingerbread houses and decorate the tree. This year I did two trees, and my daughter helped me do that second tree, which was, you know, quite a big thing to do two trees in my house. We try to go and look at the lights in Ogden. I think the lights in Ogden, the Christmas Village, is mm-hmm. one of the greatest things in Utah. I think it's so darling. And so
it's
we try
so fun.
To go see that. I don't know if we're going to do it this year. It's such a weird year, but
right.
hopefully we can try to make it a little more normal.
Right. Well, I hope so too, because those traditions are a lot of fun and really just kind of make everything feel a little normal. But I know it is so strange this year, and we've been in that same predicament, kind of wondering, well, how are we going to get to do all these fun things that we normally like to do, but might just be a little different this year. Who knows, right?
Totally.
Well, perfect. Thanks for answering that one. So I mentioned that we have been talking to some of our providers about the gift of good health. And I think each provider and specialty can apply that to their practice in a different way. So to start off our conversation today, I wanted to ask you, when was a memorable time you helped a patient return to good health that has made a lasting impact on you?
Yes, I have so many examples of this that it's hard for me to just narrow it down to, you know, one or two, because they all start to blend together. But I'm so lucky to have such a rewarding job where I can help patients with their hearing, because hearing is a big deal. And not being able to hear, you lose that quality of life and you lose that connection with your loved ones and your, you know, family members and just even mm-hmm. being in social environments. So every day when I get to fit hearing aids and people say, whoa, wow. And family members can say, can you hear me? And it's just such a life-changing event that a lot of the times we get tears in the office. And so that has happened a few times. Just last week, we've had some tears and just fitting the hearing aids and having the family members be able to talk to their loved ones and have them hear clearly. Last week too, I had a little boy, a 5-year-old boy, who lost his hearing aid. And
no.
The parents tried to find it for a month and they couldn't find it. So we ordered a new one in and I got him in and fit him and I put it in his ear. And I said, how does that sound? And he said, it sounds normal. And that to me was the best compliment ever. To say,
I love
have a 5-year-old boy say, it sounds normal.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet. And I totally agree with you. That's so special that you get to be a part of that pivotal moment in people's hearing and audiology. I don't know if you've ever gone down a rabbit hole like I have. I saw a whole video compilation of people getting things such as like hearing aids or cochlear implants, and they like make you cry. And so I feel like you're so lucky if you get to, you know, experience that success every day with people. That's so cool. So they're very heart touching.
It is such a privilege. It is so I have just the greatest job. Yeah, I love it. And
well, that's
and
great.
Hearing is a gift, and it's, you know, it's nice to be able to hear. So to me, that's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, thanks for that. Okay. So now flipping the coin a little bit, has there been a time in your life when you have recognized the gift of good health?
Yeah. Well, I think working in the clinic, you're always reminded about the gift of good health. You know, when you see sick patients and you see people struggling, then you're reminded, you know, how lucky you are. But one personal example was last year, I had an abscessed tooth.
Oh, no. So painful.
It was the worst thing in my life for some reason. I think tooth pain might be the worst thing ever. But I had to go to work, and I think I had tears in my eyes in between each patient because I could not manage the pain well.
Oh,
and
no.
I was so thankful when I had to go get a root canal, and they got me in quick, and I had that done, and the pain was gone. And I just remember thinking, I need to be thankful for my life without tooth pain, because tooth pain is terrible.
Oh, I agree 100%. I've been in that same situation, and it is, it's pretty horrible, especially when it doesn't get taken away by you know, things such as painkillers or
Tylenol
something.
Tylenol or ibuprofen, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. So I think it does, though, like when we experience those moments where, you know, one day we're normal, but then the next day we're suffering a little bit. I think it really puts into perspective, you know, how lucky we are most of the time.
Yes. And then you think, how was I not thankful yesterday that my tooth didn't hurt? And I will be so thankful when it's gone. Yeah. I wanted to hug this doctor
true.
Who gave me the root canal. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's so true. And, you know, it's nice, though, because that parallels a lot of the experiences that I'm sure are feelings that your patients have as well. You know, when you're making a difference, I think they kind of recognize that change, and they have similar feelings that you had for the dentist that helped you. So I think it's kind of cool that, you know, we all will have experiences in our life when we are on, you know, both ends of the spectrum of being really healthy at times, or sometimes we might have some sort of small issue that needs to be fixed. And it really just puts into perspective how lucky we are when our health is good. And it really is a gift. I totally agree by that.
Yes, I do too.
Thank you. Okay, so this last question says, what is one aspect of your specialty as an audiologist that provides people with the gift of good health?
Yes, well, we talked about hearing a little bit. So that's one aspect of what I do, is to help patients of all ages to hear better, which again is a, you know, quality of life to be able to hear and communicate with others. Another thing that we get to do too is we help patients who are dizzy. So dizziness also can be pretty debilitating and can affect everything you do on a mm-hmm. daily basis. So we do get to see and treat people with dizziness and help them to feel better so they can resume all of their normal activities.
Yeah, I remember in our past episode, we talked about things such as vertigo and dizziness. And how often do you do that? Is it every day? Is it a lot of patients? Or how often do you see people that are dealing with dizziness?
Yes, every day. Dizziness is one of the biggest complaints that a patient will go to the doctor for. At some time in our lives, I think we'll all experience some dizziness. So we see dizzy patients every day. And we're able to help them every day too, which is just great. So yeah, every day we probably see about 4 to 5 dizzy patients every day. Not crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it's crazy how common it is. But at the same time, awesome that people can get that help that they need.
Yes, yes.
Well, perfect. Well, Laurel, I mean, this was really brief, but I think you hit every point that we wanted to cover today with this topic. Is there anything that you would want to add in addition to anything that you've already mentioned with regards to your specialty or your practice before we wrap things up?
I think I always want to encourage patients to get their hearing tested or encourage their family members to even just get a baseline. Everybody should have a baseline on what their hearing looks like, and just monitor, you know, as much as your healthcare provider wants you to, depending on if there's hearing loss or if you have normal hearing or if you have ringing in your ears too. That's a good sign that maybe you should come in and have that hearing tested and take care of yourself. And I think that that gets overlooked, or patients are scared to come in and do that. So I always want to encourage people to take care of themselves and get that hearing checked. And we can always help you with that. We would love to.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And just to clarify for people listening, is that something that's done like through you or a primary care provider? How would that test work out?
Yeah, so they can come straight to me. Some insurance companies require a referral from their primary care provider, but they can just send that right over through the computer, through a fax, and we can get that tested for you. And most insurance companies cover annual testing, so it's definitely something to take advantage of and get that done if you're covered. Oh, yeah.
So true. I agree 100%. And for those of you that have listened today, this has been Laurel Brewer, who's one of our audiologists here at Ogden Clinic, and she's awesome. And Laurel, we're so glad that you could come on the podcast today and talk about the gift of good health that can also be restored through audiology. That's so great. And we hope that you have a great holiday, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Parker. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Well, for more information on Laurel or any of our audiologists, you can visit us at ogdenclinic.com. Everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening to The Daily Diagnosis. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. We're so happy that you joined us today. If you would like to find more information about Ogden Clinic, our providers, or locations, visit us at ogdenclinic.com. If you're listening today from Apple Podcasts app, make sure you leave us a review or subscribe so you can receive more information about the different episodes that we post. We love getting feedback from our audience, so those reviews are priceless to us. If you also would like to shout us out on social media, our Instagram handle is at Ogden Clinic. You can also send us a DM if there's a topic that you would like our providers to cover, and we really look forward to hearing from you. We post episodes weekly, so tune in next week, and we can't wait to be with you again. Have a great week.